This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Jose Iglesias is officially not a New York Met. He signed a minor league deal. A minor league deal after hitting .337.
OMG.
With the San Diego Padres. And so for Met fans, it's about, are you okay with it? And for Yankee fans, it's more of a question. Right now, their third base competition is Oswaldo Cabrera and Oswald Peraza. We talked yesterday about the potential in Nolan Arenado. You're set at shortstop with Anthony Volpe. Hopefully he builds off of last year. You're set at second with Jazz Chisholm. And you've got guys that can play shortstop. Like, the Mets don't have a backup shortstop necessarily on their roster. We'll see. The Yankees actually have a lot because Peraza plays shortstop. Oswaldo Cabrera plays shortstop. Jazz Chisholm could play shortstop.
Right.
But would Iglesias have been a good fit for the Yankees on this kind of contract, considering what they have right now?
I don't think so for the same reason that David Stearns didn't want him on the Mets. That is, he is a aging veteran who is good, great locker room guy, can give you, you know, utility everywhere because he can play all those infield positions that you were just talking about. But at the same time, he blocks your young players.
Yes.
And so David Stearns wants to get Brett Beatty opportunities, Luis Angel Acuña opportunities. I think Brian Cashman, for the same reason, wants Oswaldo Cabrera to have opportunities, or Oswald Peraza.
I think you're right.
For opportunities.
I think
so
you're right.
Even if it makes sense because they need a veteran for at third base for one of these infield positions, I think these teams are in their minds, they have to build up their young players.
Yeah.
They have to.
I think you're right. The more I've given this thought about the Yankees with Iglesias, the more I move towards it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, he had .337 last year. He's not doing that again. I think we all understand that.
Right.
And he is what he is. He's a tremendous glove. He's a versatile player. He makes contact, but he doesn't hit for power. He doesn't draw walks. He is what he is. The Yankees have young players who potentially, and that's key, like, we don't know what they are quite yet, but can potentially be better players than Jose Iglesias.
Right.
Oswald Peraza hasn't really been fully given that opportunity. Same thing with Oswaldo Cabrera. So the more I thought about it, the more I realized, like, sure, there's nothing wrong with bringing in a guy on a minor league deal, but I think that the Yankees should just sit with what they have or go for someone who has a higher upside.
Right.
Like, we talked about Nolan Arenado yesterday. He's 33 years old. He's coming off a bad year. I get it. But it is possible that Nolan Arenado goes 35-100 and has a renaissance year. That's possible. So if you acquire a guy like him, there is that big upside. I think we just saw the biggest upside from Iglesias.
Yeah.
So the more I thought about it, the more I realized I think the Yankees were better off passing. Do you agree with that, Sean?
Yes, I totally agree. Because at this point, like I said yesterday with Cabrera, like you just alluded to, just let these young guys play, and you're going to have more Jose Iglesias' types available in the season if all else fails.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Scott is in Jackson, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Scott.
Yeah, I'm still questioning what Stearns is doing. He's letting a lot of clubhouse guys go, Quintana, with the staff, the pitching staff the way it is. I don't understand. And Iglesias is a clubhouse guy. You need people like this. You could have got him on the cheap, clearly, because he's on a cheap with San Diego. He could have played all three positions. And forget, I don't care about the OMG, but I care about what he offered, all the flexibility in the field. As far as the minor leaguers go, none of them are lighting the world on fire in AAA. None of them. So let them stay down there another year. Let them marinate another year, and maybe we'll see what they can do. But none of them are lighting the world on fire.
Yeah. Well, but, but Acuna was pretty good last year.
At the major league level.
When he came up on the major league level. He hit a 300 or around that, maybe a little bit below it. But he was good when he was brought up. And so the last thing you want to do is say, sorry, kid, spend another year or so in the minors. Yeah, you want him to come available as soon as possible.
And believe it or not, more so than Acuna, the guy I want to see on the major league roster that would not be on the major league roster if the Mets kept Iglesias is Brett Baty, who I think offers, even though he has struggled as a major league hitter, no doubt, offers a higher upside. Now, he mentions the locker room, and this is the thing that is so difficult to measure. How much are the Mets going to miss the leadership of Jose Iglesias and J.D. Martinez? We talk less about J.D. Martinez because he didn't have a hit pop song, and he also didn't produce very much.
Yeah.
So it's easy to say, screw J.D. Martinez, who needs him?
Especially as the season went on.
Right. But if we're talking about veteran leadership, there's no doubt that those two guys supplied that. I think what David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza are trusting is that that room is strong enough where it is still going to be a strong locker room with Lindor, who's captain-like, and Nimmo, who's captain-like, and even Soto, who may not be captain-like, but certainly leads by example as he has this incredible work ethic. And so I think they are taking the gamble and the belief that the leadership that they're losing from Iglesias and J.D. Martinez can be replaced.
Right. Francisco Alvarez is in that conversation as well. I mean, I think they have a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong enough leadership personality in their locker room. I think it's strong enough. Jose Iglesias was more fun. Maybe he was more like the glue as opposed to the head. You know what I mean? And so is that glue always necessary? If you're really good, not really.
I'll give you an example, though. If the Mets struggle this season, like if the Mets are sitting at 6 games under 500 in the middle of May, there will be people, probably Sean Marash being one of them, who will look at the Met locker room and say, see, it's broken. They miss Jose Iglesias and they miss J.D. Martinez.
No. They have that selfish Juan Soto there, the locker room.
That's right. It's his fault. That guy. It's all his fault.
Money grabber.
Let's go to Steve down in Houston. What's going on today, Steve?
Oh, I can think about is President Tyler and President Taylor going off the top rope, taking off Teddy Roosevelt, clothesline style. And then Old Hickory comes in, and Old Hickory, like, what side is he on? What side is he on?
You're funny.
So listen, Grimace always has a seat at the table. Positive Tommy always has a seat at the table. Mm. And, of course, happy Thanksgiving early. Late Happy New Year. Besides that, there is going to be a thing. If it's not, oh, my God, it's going to be, oh, so, so. Because of, listen, let's go Mets. All right, peace, y'all.
All right, that was quite a phone call right there.
All right, I like the happy early Thanksgiving. I haven't heard that one ever in March.
Or even happy late New Year's in March.
Right, which at least he prefaced it. At least he said it's late New Year's.
And he also threw in case people didn't understand the reference, a question that was asked. I think it started on social media with a professional athlete who asked who would win a presidential Royal Rumble. Yep. Who started that? Who was the one who started that?
Oh, the guy in the Ravens, he played at Notre Dame. He's in the safety. Yeah, Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton, right. So that's his reference to Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, wondering, whose side is he on? Is he going to turn heel? Is he going to be face? But the Grimace seat, that was the one thing he said that I do want to address. The Mets announced in late September that Grimace was going to have this purple seat at Citi Field. Grimace, you're a lucky charm. And I remember thinking, all right, that's cool. It's part of the story. I don't know, and I can't confirm this or deny this because I honestly don't know until opening day. Is that a permanent thing, or was that something as a gimmick at the end of the 24 season?
I interpreted that as his version of a number retirement.
Really?
That it would stay out there forever, kind of, is that we'll always remember that Grimace year.
And by the way, let's say that's the case. And again, I don't know if that is true. We'll find out on opening day. The section is like section 302, seat something. I'll look it up and I'll go. That'll be my mission the first time I get to Citi Field this year to see if the seat is permanent. But let's say it is. I don't have an issue with that because that's not living in the past. That's honoring your past.
Right.
And so if they honored Grimace by having a permanent purple seat, that's something where 10 years from now, when you're passing by, you can say, oh, yeah, that's there because of 2024. Much like years ago at Shea Stadium, they put a banner up for a monster home run that Tommy Agee supposedly hit into the upper deck. It's kind of the same thing. Like, we're honoring this home run by Tommy Agee, and we're honoring this, you know, Grimace.
Purple blob.
So I just say, as much as I want to keep 24 and 24, Teak, that is not hypocritical. I have no issue with that because that's honoring the past.
No, I agree. I'm in this rabbit hole on this presidential Royal Rumble right now. Abe Lincoln was the tallest president, 6'4". Taft was huge, heaviest.
Taft was fat.
He didn't, well, I mean, that's what I mean. Huge, whatever you want to call
so
it.
So you'd have a tough time throwing him over the top rope.
Well, I mean, he also couldn't fit in the White House bathtub at the time.
That's right.
But Obama was a good athlete.
Remember, Royal Rumble's about endurance too, Tiki, if you call that early.
I'm just saying, Teddy Roosevelt was the man. I mean, this is interesting.
How many presidents, and the answer is only one, by the way, have taken a stone cold stunner?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. He's the only one. And he did it at WrestleMania.
Right.
He's probably best equipped from that regard.
Ford played football at Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're intrigued by that question.
I really am. I'm down the rabbit hole.
I eventually said when I was asked that question, George Washington. But a lot of people really believe it would be Teddy Roosevelt. There's a rough rider and just how tough he was. Remember, he took a bullet in the middle of a speech. He finished the speech and took the bullet out. My opinion is the final four guys would be George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and I'm going to give you a surprise one.
Trump.
FDR. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he had polio and no one's going to want to hit him. Oh, they're going to feel bad. Who's beating up a guy in a wheelchair?
I would say Abe, Teddy, Gerald Ford, and Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but can we get back to my FDR point? Because I thought it was a good one. Who is attacking a guy in a wheelchair? Who is? I want to know. Tell me the president.
Nobody.
Tell me the president who's kicking the crap out of a guy in a wheelchair.
But how is he realistically competing?
He's just sitting there.
You can lift up that chair, throw him over the rope.
Which president do you think is saying, you know what, screw this. I'm picking him up and throwing him out. Be careful.
The current one?